covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, time to take a little mental health break here. I don't know if our next guest can help me at all, but I'm going to do our level best to find out. Ron Van Timmeren here from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, welcome back. You're my therapist for the day. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve. What's your problem?
Well, you know, I work too much. I don't play enough. I don't eat nearly enough popcorn. I have issues.
You need an escape, don't you?
Exactly. What do you got for me? I need an escape pod to Never Never Land, wherever that may be this weekend.
Boy, you got a lot of choices, but I got to tell you, Steve, you know, the headlines are not good about our summer business has been so off that people are once again claiming gloom and doom on the industry here. But we'll be back, okay? We'll be back next month, okay?
All right, good to know. I mean, the reports of your demise are overstated, or however they say that.
Yeah, exactly. Greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
Exactly. And there's good movies out there. They're just not doing any business. That's what happens when back to school and football season and other sports are kicking off their seasons. It's a slow time of year every year, but this one's particularly bad. Never before have we had zero wide releases on a holiday weekend like Labor Day. So you know what's tracking to do number one at the box office this weekend?
I haven't any idea.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the 40th anniversary re-release.
See, and that just goes to show you that people complain to see Hollywood has no new idea. See, so if that's going to be number one, that would reinforce that kind of mentality. Now, but that's a cool thing.
There's no question Hollywood struggles to be creative at times because they're always trying to pick on a brand. For example, the IMAX theaters around the country this weekend are kicking off Marvel's Inhumans, which is going to be a TV show on ABC starting in September. And so the first chapter of this TV show is going to be on IMAX screens for a limited time here. And there you go, the Marvel brand. They keep mining more new characters out of that brand. Inhumans is some superhuman group of special people that have got their own TV show now.
Well, there you go. I mean, and why not kick off the TV season right at the theater, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the biggest grossing content we had last weekend was the Mayweather-McGregor fight, which is that one evening's performance. So we're going to try to keep the sports team going, Steve. We're going to play the University of Michigan versus Florida at our Grand Rapids North and Celebration Lansing locations. That's free. Tickets are available at the box office. And we'll play MSU versus Bowling Green over at Studio C in Okemos. So we'll do a little live sports this weekend. Why not?
Hey, if it puts fannies in the seats, as they say, if it puts fannies in the seats, then that's what it takes, then that's what it takes.
That's right. We'll do anything. Tulip Fever is the one getting a little bit of buzz this weekend because of its cast. Alicia Vikander, Christoph Waltz, Judi Dench, Dane DeHaan, Zach Galifianakis, who you won't even recognize. We're going back to 1630 Amsterdam with a forbidden love story in Tulip Fever, the old bodice ripper, as we like to call them, a costume, a soap opera. Anyway, that's rated R. Tulip Fever making a little release.
You know what concerns me here? Here's what concerns me, Ron. I'm hearing, you know, that no big wide release on Labor Day, which is the window closing for me to be a mega movie star? I mean, is the window closing that Steve Gruber is not going to be the mega movie star he always planned to be?
Now listen, there's a whole new outlet in the world out there for you. It's called social media. You can be an Instagram star if you want, Steve. Aren't you already?
Yeah, Instagram. I don't see people following me by the millions. You know, I know what kind of Instagram followers are and what they're following.
Yeah,
this isn't it.
Yeah, this isn't it, right. Well, I mean, stick to radio then, pal. You got the face for that.
Greatly appreciate that. Kapow! All right, what else you got real quick?
Hey, listen, Hitman's Bodyguard, love that movie. Wind River, one of the best dramas out there right now. Logan Lucky from director Steven Soderbergh. Dunkirk, there's four choices. Play a little catch-up this weekend at Celebration Cinema.
And I heard that Wind River was a really good film.
Fabulous, love it. A little murder mystery, a little action drama. You got to check that one out. You'll love it a lot.
All right, fair enough. And you can get your tickets online for those of you that want to go.
Heck yes, and reserve your seat. Probably want a recliner for your movie-going adventure. Yeah, you can do all of that at CelebrationCinema.com.
Well, there you go. All right, Ron, where will I find you at least?
Hey, see you at the movie theater.
There it is, Ron Van Tieren, everybody. At least he's fired. Yeah, the movie theater business taking a pounding here for the last few weeks. Numbers not particularly good right now. And that's because Hollywood's competing with Netflix and all sorts of other services that are providing really good content, frankly. You know, really good content coming from a variety of places, and people are binge-watching things. I'm guilty. Guilty of binge-watching on occasion. Ivy's guilty. I can speak for Ivy. She's guilty of binge-watching on occasion. I can tell you that. All right. So just we're going to have a serious conversation here after the break with a columnist from USA Today who says that basically the Republicans, they're well-mannered in white supremacists. As long as they don't say white supremacist things in public, they can hide the fact that, well, Republicans and conservatives and those that vote for Donald Trump are all bigots. All bigots. So just, we'll talk about that in a second. Here's an interesting story I found. Italian mountain crews, rescue crews, have recovered the remains of three hikers on a glacier on Mont Blanc. They believe they date from about 1990. Yeah, the glacier's receding a little bit. And they're up there looking for artifacts from a decades-old plane crash, including one in the 1960s. And they looked down, they said, well, here's a wallet belonging to a German man, and here's something else. And, oh, here's a piece and a part. You see, the glacier, as it moved back and forth, disarticulated, as they say, the bodies. But they believe there are three disarticulated bodies that have been torn asunder by the glacier. Last month, the shrinking glacier in Switzerland revealed bodies. They've been frozen there for 75 years. 75 years they were entombed in the ice and snow, and now they found more. See, global warming has a good side. It reveals those that have been lost under the snow for possibly decades. Got to find that silver lining, right? It's 25 after. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.